Hello, this is Michael. Thank you so very much for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. When you get there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can contact me with a prayer request or for any other reason. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be a great honor and a great joy and a privilege to pray for you. My loving Father, I thank you that you always hear our prayers. Not even a sparrow falls that you're not there with your hand out to catch it. You're involved in every little detail in our lives. So I thank you for all those who hear these words today, and I pray for them and not only them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about, that their lives will be filled with health and happiness and prosperity, basically, heaven on earth. Thank you, Father, that you always hear us. I love you and praise you through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Your Heart, My Home. And we have a lot of scripture, so we'll begin now in John chapter 14, verse 10, where Jesus said, Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father's in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Then John chapter 4, verse 19, where Jesus was speaking to the woman at the well, and she said, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Then to Ephesians chapter 5 in the New Living Translation, verse 15 says, So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, where Paul said, For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we all could ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. As I was praying today, these verses started coming up in my heart, so I looked them up, and as I was reading them, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here is what he said. My lovely ones, it is time to know me as the all-powerful Almighty God who dwells in you. My kingdom is within you. My throne is within you. You don't need anything from outside of your own spirit. It is time to stop thinking of me as a God in the sky or a God in some city somewhere and get to know me as the one who loves you so very much that I couldn't stand to live any other place than inside you. We are so connected in spirit that you could not separate us no matter how you tried. I want you to know that your heart is my home. In ancient days, people came to a physical building called a temple to worship me. But you are my temple, and all worship should be directed inside and not out. Remember, worship is not just you praising me. It is a circle of love, as my beloved firstborn told you, when he said, "My Father is greater than all." And then speaking of him, I said, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." We both adore Holy Spirit, and my spirit came to draw you into this wonderful dance of love that we call worship. We adore you and sing over you. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. This means we sang your praises in all of heaven, and heaven rejoiced and sang along with us. And we were continually rejoicing and still do within you, and we sing love songs about you. This is how much you are loved. My loved ones, it's time for you to know that you may be in what you call a physical world, but all of what you call the universe abides inside me, and I am in it. I am in all, through all, and in you all. There is no separation at all. As it is written, in me you live and move and have your being. I am omnipresent. There is no place where I am absent. I feel all in all, but my favorite place is within you. My dearest ones, if you could only see how much you're loved and that you've always been the plan because you've always been my children, then peace and joy would overcome you, along with health and blessings. I am not a faraway God hiding somewhere in the invisible realm that you have to perform religious acts for. I am your ever-present help in times of trouble, just as was told you by our beloved Paul. You were chosen in Christ before we even made the world. You truly are holy and blameless and perfect in my sight. I have never, or will never, have one thought about you that is anything but glorious. So you should never think of yourselves in any lesser thought. So please stop thinking that your help has to come from some faraway place. Your help comes from within, where I dwell in pure delight, because you're mine. Christ in you has been our glorious hope from the beginning. Our hope is that you will awaken and shake off the religious programming and realize that we are a family called God. You see yourself as small and see us as great, but we see you as one of us, for we are all one. As our beloved Paul also told you, that I am the God and Father of all, who is in all and through all, and you're all my children. He also said, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Nothing separates you from me except your thoughts. Once your religious blinders fall away, then your own heart will witness to you that you are our glorious children. You will no longer see yourselves as anything but one of us. You will live as we live and love as we love, and nothing will be impossible to you. The great awakening is beginning. My children are no longer willing to listen to the lies about how terrible they are and how angry I am. Could you possibly take a newborn baby in your arms and be angry because he makes mistakes? Can you look at the beauty in my creation and think that I am angry? Could an angry being create butterflies and kittens and puppies and baby birds? Can you look at the love that even animals have for you and think I am angry with you? Can you look at the trees and the flowers and think such beauty could come from an angry mind? Could an angry being create such beautiful things? Take off your religious blinders and think deeply about this. Some of you will say yes, but some animals prey upon each other and bite each other and bite people. But just remember, I put man in charge of the animals, and there was no bite in any creature until there was a bite in man. Man's behavior was passed to the animals. This too will soon change, as was prophesied by the great prophet Isaiah when he said, "The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord." Once the true nature of man is restored, it will be so in the animal kingdom also. This false idea of me being angry is one reason people didn't know my son when he arrived on the earth. Their teachers told them that I was angry and hated people, and he was going to show up and kill all their enemies and give them rule over them. They expected him to call down fire and flood and destroy those whom they called wicked just because they were different. When he arrived loving, caring, healing, and forgiving, then they rejected him because he didn't fit into their angry God model. It is the same today. So many reject the absolute love message because they have been taught so many lies. They have been misled by a beautiful collection of holy scriptures that were twisted and read nothing like the original. But you are waking up and will no longer believe the twisted, but will search out the true. This is why my son said, "I would send the Spirit of Truth to lead you and guide you, and for you not to be led by anyone else." Even great teachers like our beloved Paul told you this when they said people would say, "I am of Paul, and I am of Apollo." He told you that they were our ministers, but you needed not to divide yourselves, for all are of Christ, so don't let anyone divide you any longer. My loved ones, remember that this is the truth of the gospel. I was in my son on that cross, along with Holy Spirit. We took away the sins of the whole world and reconciled the whole world to us. We were never counting your sins against you. As we were on that cross, we drew every person who would ever live on the earth into ourselves. As it is written, "If one died for all, then all died." We did this so you could live with everlasting life in your headlights and death in your rearview mirror. This is the new covenant. I will live in you and be your God, and you will be my people. I will never remember your mistakes, but will lovingly write my love laws on your hearts and in your minds. You no longer need tablets of stones because you have living laws of love written on your own heart. I'm doing all of this from within you. I am not a million miles away. Remember, my love laws are not like the old covenant law that says thou shalt not. My love laws are like, I am my beloved's and he is mine. And everyone will know me from the least to the greatest. Here's another. You're holy and blameless, and I adore you. You are seated high above all things that could ever bother you. Here's another one. You're one with me and are not separate. You've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. These are just a few of my laws that I'm writing on your heart and in your mind. So now you don't just have to experience me in your heart, but you will also hear me thinking thoughts in your head, in your voice. I live inside you and will speak to you in your own voice, just so that you will know it is me. So my loved ones, rejoice with me. Dance with me in your own heart. Your heart is my home, so let's dwell together and rejoice over how much you are loved. Listen inside instead of outside, and you will not only hear my voice, but will hear me singing love songs to you and living in pure delight, all because your heart is my home. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for all of you every day, and I'll see you soon.